T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We welcome in now the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. Mike, you ready for week two?
I am. Let's do it. I'm ready, man.
Mike, the injury report, Mike Haas, the injury report is quite lengthy for the Saints, but if there's one thing that you can rest, you know, you can rest on with the Saints and count on with the Saints organization, they battle adversity almost better than any other organization. That was proven week one being on the road since Hurricane Ida. They know how to manage. And I know that it's always, oh, next man up, and that's a concern when you start eroding your depth, but they're gonna find a way to mitigate some of those injuries to being that impactful on the game.
Yeah, and it was good to see, really, you know, the fact that Marshawn and T.J. Williams both came back to a limited situation. Now, C.J. Gardner-Johnson went from limited to not practicing. And so it's kind of position heavy, meaning, you know, you look at Davenport and Tano Passignon, both defensive ends, have not practiced this week. So you'd be surprised to see either one of those guys. But it's also a position where they have been fairly strong at. So, you know, you kind of wait until tomorrow, but yeah, I think you're right. They seem to be able to fill the hole. You know, if you look at Eric McCoy, they move Cesar Ruiz over and Calvin Throckmorton comes in and does a good job, and Cesar does a great job. And, you know, so they are much deeper than we probably maybe thought of before. Well, it's like you said, they just have a real knack of kind of filling the gaps where they need to fill it.
The voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, here on Sports Talk. Mike Dettillier alongside as well. And Mike, one of the things, Mike Haas, I got both mics here. So
yeah, you got to be like Bobby. Bobby just goes, hey, Haas.
Haas, yeah, I got to delineate.
You have to be like Bobby.
That's the way to do it.
And that's the only time I'm ever going to say that, by the way. Okay?
All right, sounds good.
Haas, no, I mean, do like Bobby.
Yeah, so week two, Carolina, the Panthers, they're coming off a win over the Jets, in which they sacked Zach Wilson 6 times. Do you think that pass rush is as good as that game, or do you think it's more a benefit of who they played?
You know, maybe a little bit of both, but we know so little about the teams. But let me tell you, I've watched that game twice, and they came at him hard. Right. And so that was an intentional coming at Zach Wilson. But it could have been 8 or 9. I mean, that's how they are very athletic on the outside. And they did a great job of mixing it up and stunting. But I mean, he was under duress far more than the 6 sacks. So you look at, you know, that defense and, you know, number 7 to me, Shaq Thompson, man, he stood out so much, as did Jermaine Carter. They're linebackers, and you know, some of this, it's so hard to call them, look at them as linebackers because they're wearing 4, 7, so it takes a while to get used to. But let me tell you, these are some athletes on defense. Their front 7 are, you know, exceptional. I mean, they gave the Jets fits all day.
Mike Dettillier, you got one for Mike?
Yeah, Mike, I got a couple of them for you. One, without Davenport, and also now most likely Passano. Man, Carl Granison now becomes a guy. Everybody's saying, oh, Peyton Turner. My thing is, no, it's Carl Granison now. It's his opportunity here. And here was a guy who's kind of transformed his body a little bit. Man, I watched him in college, and he was this long, lean athlete. Now he's put some weight on, especially in the lower body, and that's where you can generate that power from. from the waist down. And I think it's a big game for Carl because this is an opportunity for him. And he's not going up against one of the great offensive tackles in this league, that he can make a little bit of noise here. And secondly, I think it's so important for the Saints. I never believe in momentum because I think momentum lasts about as long as you get hit in the mouth the first time and you lose it. But I do believe in confidence. Look the kind of deck of cards was dealt to you here. Okay, already you're going to not have two of your best players, Onyemata suspension, Michael Thomas out. You had to move and transplant to another spot. And come in here and dominate a team that's went to back-to-back NFC Championship games and the reigning MVP. I do think that carries. Not every game's going to be great like what it was week one. But I think the confidence that, man, look at all the adversity we faced and look what we did. So if it comes down in the fourth quarter and it's close, man, I believe in my teammate. I believe in our coaching staff and they put us in this spot that I can play. You can't say that about every team in this league. I think there's a lot of question marks, but you can about this team. They got great confidence, and Sean Payton and that coaching staff is going to give them the best opportunity to win. And if a game gets close, man, I believe in Coach. He's going to get us there. He's not playing, but he's going to put us in the right spot. So your thoughts on the confidence level, it's almost like, okay, you're a golfer, okay? If you hit a couple of, 4 or 5 foot putts, man, the next one I come up with, on the eighth hole, man, I can hit that, but miss them a couple times and see how much confidence you got. It's totally different. And also on Carl Granderson.
Well, I think you're right 100% in how this team has handled adversity outside of a game, right? With having to live in Texas and the TCU and being away from, all that's going on here. And so my question would be, and I do agree with you as far as you don't carry over anything else except confidence. So I would be curious, and hopefully we never get tested, but I'm sure it's going to come up, is how this team handles adversity in a game. Because we didn't have any of that against Green Bay, right? What happens if it's a pick early, and how do they rebound? I think they will, but that's, that Packer game was from the first series on, it was three series in the first half, game over, and then the pick by Paulson really kind of sealed it. So it's not always going to go like that, right? You're never going to dominate everybody. So how will they handle in-game adversity? Because, there's so many things that we always look back to that 06 team, and Sean brings it up more than anybody. A bunch of, draft picks. Nobody really knew a lot about a lot of these guys. And I go back to the Green Bay game, the second game of that year. They played Cleveland first, played kind of ugly, but won. Go to Green Bay in Lambeau, get fall behind huge in the second quarter, and have the ability to come back. So now, after two games, they have played ugly and won, and come back on the road and won, neither of which, as Saints fans, we were accustomed to. And so that's what I'm curious to see now as we look at this team. And they're two totally different animals. I get it. But how do they've handled the in-week adversity. How do they handle in-game adversity? And Granderson, I totally agree. It's now, right? And when 2020 got played in 15 games, 5 sacks. And I remember we talked a lot, Deuce and I did, talked a lot about him in the Jacksonville preseason game. Now his numbers won't show it every time, but he was, just ruling the left tackle, just, like a just bear pushing him back. And so that's what you really want to see. Because you're right, it's his opportunity because those other guys are coming back. They're stacked at defensive end. You don't just, get to walk in there and say, I want my, 40 snaps. It's not going to happen that way. You have to earn it in that DE.
NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. Mike Dettillier, if you've got another one, fire away.
Yeah, what's interesting is, and having watched Sam Darnold, Mike, my old friend Joe Clark, God bless him, he passed away this fall in the summer, and we would watch games in the fall, and he would always tell me, man, that quarterback's a bolter. He's the type of guy that when he feels pressure, he didn't run to the outside. He goes right up the middle, almost like, if you're in a field with a horse and he takes off. That's Sam Darnold. I saw him in high school and college at USC with the Jets, with the Panthers. He's not a guy that's going to run around that pocket. What he wants to do, if he feels pressure, he runs right up the middle. He steps up and he takes off with it. That's got to be something the Saints got to be cognizant of, because you can get good edge pressure, and then he steps up and get around people running up the middle. Young kid, and he's a big dude. He's built like a big linebacker. And so I'm interested in that, because that's not Aaron Rodgers. Aaron was a guy that kind of went side to side, improvisational, and threw the football. And they stopped that. Watch with Darnold, because it is part of his MO that, okay, if he feels pressure from the outside, he wants to step up and take off running with it right up the middle.
Yeah, he was, you know, I was, you know, again, this was under the Jets defense, not, you know, they didn't put a ton of pressure on him. I was more impressed with his ability to kind of stay in the pocket. I totally agree with you. He climbs the pocket, and if it's open, he's taking off. You know, you're going to have to maybe not spy on him, but, you know, but you're going to have to be cognizant of that. But I was impressed with his ability to kind of pump fake in the pocket this past week. He did one where I'm talking hard fakes, hard pump, and then threw it to the left-hand side, to the far side of the field. So, you know, he's got some mobility. He's a big guy. He looked like he was, you know, again, he's not a rookie, right? He's played. And so he just looked comfortable. And so 24 of 35, only sacked one time, one touchdown, not picked off, you know, smart with the football. Now, granted, you throw it nine times, you target nine times to Christian McCaffrey, and he catches it nine times, and you hand off to him 21 times. That's 30 plays taken care of. You know, I'm pretty sure you and I could kind of do that. I mean, so that's to me is, and you can target Christian McCaffrey all you want. He's impossible to cover. He's impossible to do. Yep. You just got to try to contain him. He's going to get his runs, and he's going to get his, you know, inside screens and outsides. He's going to get them. The question is, can he hold him to 4 and 5 and not 9 and 10? That to me is the difference.
The voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, along with NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. Haas, have a great call this Sunday. We'll talk to you.
I will. Don't forget, we have Deuce and I will be fans in the pros tomorrow, 4 to 7. So we'll be talking everything from baking to football. You name it, it'll be in that 3 hours.
That's right. Fans in the pros. Haas and Deuce.
Deuce is handling the baking, of course.
Of course. Haas and Deuce. Check them out tomorrow, 4 till 7 p.m. right here on WWL. Mike Haas, appreciate the time, man.
Gentlemen, thank you.
All right,
thank you, Haas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.